USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on a Christmas parade tragedy in Waukesha, Wisconsin on Sunday afternoon. Multiple fatalities, some reports saying at least five people are confirmed dead and dozens more injured, and those numbers are expected to rise still after an SUV plowed into a holiday parade. Amanda Avila says she's still trying to process the tragedy she witnessed.
I heard that some of the priests from our local church were injured, and they haven't confirmed names or identities.
Police say they've recovered the vehicle and one person's in custody, but they've been tight-lipped about that part of the investigation so far. The cinematographer who was shot and killed last month on the set of the movie Rust was laid to rest this weekend. Helena Hutchins' ashes interred in a private ceremony with friends and family. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Michael Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
President Biden's approval rating is not doing well, and some specific breakdowns explain why. Here's more from USA Radio's Jeremy Scott.
President Biden not faring well on race relations, the economy, immigration, or inflation. A new poll released Sunday by CBS News and YouGov found that only one-third of those surveyed approve of how President Biden has handled inflation. 82% of those surveyed said items are costing them more than they did just not long ago. Less than half of respondents approve of those other major issues. The president did get high marks in his handling of the coronavirus vaccine. The poll of just over 2,000 adults found that 44% approve of the president's job in office.
Kyle Rittenhouse says his case was about self-defense, not race, and he told Fox News following his acquittal on all charges last week, quote, "I support the Black Lives Matter movement and peacefully demonstrating." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police in Atlanta still looking for the owner of a gun who ran from the scene after the weapon discharged at the busiest airport in the United States, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International, is where it happened on Saturday. On one hand, authorities say it was all just an accident, but the FAA halted flights as a precaution, and they do say they need to talk to the man involved who left the scene, 42-year-old Kenny Wells. Wells managed to run off, and police again have a warrant out for his arrest. It seems Christmas trees are going to cost you this year. Here's more from our Jeremy Scott.
You can expect to pay more for your Christmas tree this year and have fewer to choose from. Experts say you can expect to pay 10 to 30% more no matter whether it's a live tree or an artificial tree. Among the factors, fewer trees planted during the economic recession in 2009, which means fewer trees once they reach maturity 8 to 10 years later. Although real Christmas trees might be a dying trend, a survey in 2020 by the American Christmas Tree Association found that 85% of American households own artificial trees. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the 49th Annual American Music Awards about to begin in Los Angeles. Olivia Rodrigo is nominated in seven categories, including for Artist of the Year. They're starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.